one of the things I've been suggesting to my audiences. It's one of the rules in my book, is that you should tell the truth, or at least you shouldn't lie. It's like, you can't tell the truth because what the hell do you know? But you cannot lie. You know, like each of us knows when we're about to utter something that isn't true. Now, sometimes maybe you're confused about it because you're ignorant and you're biased. And so you say something and it might be true and it might not be, but you're not clear about it. But sometimes it's pretty damn clear that you say something or you do something that you know perfectly well not to be true, and you do it anyways. And the proposition that Genesis puts forward is, if you act in truth, then the order you produce is good, regardless of how it appears. It's an axiomatic statement of ethical, it's an axiomatic ethical proposition that that the job of whatever extracts order from chaos is properly done if it's done in truth. And that's worth thinking about, because it might be true. And then the question is, like, well, do you believe it's true? That's a good question. It's not a religious question even, it's a practical question as far as I'm concerned. And my sense is that people just believe that this is true, deeply. And the way you can tell that is not by what they say, but by what they do. And so, for example, one of the things that you might observe is that, you know, if you love someone, your children, let's say, you don't tell them that the best way to get through the world is to lie about everything all the time. You don't sit them down and say, look, this is a corrupt enterprise, and altogether, and you can't trust anyone, because they're always lying about everything. And your job is to become the best liar you possibly can become, because that's the way to get to where you need to get to and to set the world straight. No one ever does that. And so, if they don't do that, which would be belief in the lie, then they must assume something that's approximately opposite. And I would say that most people are not pleased when they catch their children in a lie. And so then you have to ask, well, why is that? It has to be because people believe that the truth is the proper way to proceed. And it isn't obvious why they believe that, but it's obvious that they act as if they do believe that.